Welcome to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast in association with Scare Track. That's right, yes, another one of those theme park podcasts. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Coaster Track, Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's begin the show.
You're listening to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Coaster Track podcast by the Scare Track podcast. In the studio today with me, it's myself, Mikey, along with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm excited to be on your new venture, Coaster Track.
Yeah, so in case you missed the first episode, guys, or in case you're an avid Scare Track listener and don't really listen to the coaster side of things or theme parks, Coaster Track is a side project of ours still here on the Scare Track feed. We're not creating a new website, we're not creating a new YouTube or Podbean or anything like that. It's all going to be found in one simple place, and that's why Scare Track is still our main venture. But an April Fool's went awry, and now we do a theme park podcast on the side as well. So this is a mini episode, just a trip report from Blackpool Pleasure Beach. So let's get straight into it.
You're listening to the Coaster Track podcast.
So, yeah, this is a trip report episode from our latest visit to Blackpool Pleasure Beach, obviously in Blackpool. We've never done an episode like this before. Like we say, on Scare Track, we have our three different types of episodes there. Interviews, discussions, and on-location reviews. Here on Coaster Track, it's that little bit different. We will be doing trip reports now and again from when we visit parks. We'll also be doing discussion episodes as well as interview episodes. And we had Ryan Nixon on episode 1, so make sure you check that out if you are a theme park fan or if you just like some roller coasters, that sort of thing. So we went to Blackpool Pleasure Beach, didn't we?
Yeah,
it was good. We've been a few times. We've actually we've been once before this season, and we went on that opening weekend, didn't we?
The wow weekends,
and unfortunately just everything wasn't working and it was overly busy. And they weren't expecting the amount of people they had. And I think it left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths, unfortunately. Mm. Fair play to Blackpool Pleasure Beach. They did reimburse a lot of tickets. They did invite us back. And when we went the other day, as of time recording, it's the 13th of May, and we visited on the 10th of May, which is a Friday. And, so we're going to do a little bit of a trip report, what we thought of the park, how we enjoyed the rides, and just a little bit of an update of what we see going on around Blackpool Pleasure Beach as well as just a discussion about Blackpool Pleasure Beach. We'll also be dipping into our visit to Passage del Terra. So if you guys are only here to hear the coaster track side of things, you might be able to just hear that little bit of scare stuff sneaking too. So, Hannah, I'm going to give you some quick fire questions first. Oh, what's your favourite ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach?
It hasn't been open for a very long time, and it disappoints me. Even though they say, oh, all rides are open today, it hasn't been open for a very long time. Dora.
Dora the Explorer, yeah. Wasn't open.
It wasn't open.
And that's your favourite ride?
I love it.
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah, in fairness, it's a nice little ride. Nice little boat ride. Cheerful, happy, always looks clean and fresh, which is good. The water's always clean. If anyone doesn't know what it is, it's basically a little tiny boat ride. It's more like a round raft ride.
I don't think we've been on it in like 3 years.
It's been a while, definitely.
Just put some water in it.
Put some water in it and go. Yeah. So, and obviously that is in the Nickelodeon land. So, the trip report goes like this. We arrived ready for opening. We were there before opening,
actually.
Was that
all my quickfire questions?
That was it, yeah.
Just one. Mikey, quickfire question. What's your favourite ride?
Okay, what's your least favourite ride?
No, I just asked you.
Oh, what's my favourite ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach? I think it's actually got to be Icon.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say it.
But you don't even like it that much.
No, I like it. We'll get onto that after.
Quick fire question. What's your worst, least favourite ride?
Least favourite ride has got to be... what are you doing with your hands?
I was trying to be like the flying wing one that you can't, that I can't get to work.
Oh, is it Red Force? Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
We haven't been on it since it opened.
Meh, boring. And we have to do the work. Yeah, that's probably our worst one, Red Force. Red Force?
I hate the Big Dipper.
Hannah hates the Big Dipper, which is such a shame because it's like one of the oldest UK themed roller coasters, like 93, 94 is it now? Why do you hate it so much?
It hurts.
It didn't
come
hurt
off
at
with
all.
A headache.
No, we, if you're not at the back, we were close to the front, you weren't on a wheel seat. You were pleasantly surprised.
Yes, I was on this occasion.
Okay, but other times it can be a rough.
Other and times it's ruined my day.
Blackpool is a lot of old school coasters that I love, old school sort of woodies, and but it is a different type of park compared to, I think, anywhere else in the UK, really. You've got more woodies than you have, you know, anything anywhere else. So the day, that's how trip reports go. We sort of explained the day. We got there, park opening was at 11, which is quite late. However, it didn't matter because we got everything done within a couple of hours. It was we were very leisurely paced.
It was a very quiet day on park.
Yes. We actually visited with family. It was a bit of a family break. Yeah, I know, in Blackpool. which is why there is no mini sort of vlogs. Like I say, with the scare track stuff, we don't do vlogs as such. We just do mini scare cams. We would do just some mini coaster cams, just showing you a few snippets from the day. Not full-on vlogs. There's plenty of good vloggers out there that you guys can go and watch that I watch too. So we're not going to step on any toes there. But, yeah, we didn't really do much content on the day of Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And it would have been over pretty quick anyway because we just had such a leisurely sort of stroll around the park. First ride we went on when we got in was the Grand National because they opened that a little bit early, which was great, and that was walk-on. Just as well as walk-on because the operations are slow.
And then it was closed after lunch.
Yeah, we tried to go on it again. It had to close. There's a problem is there was a few things we wanted to do that had closed. I don't know whether that was a staffing issue, whether it was a technical fault, but we managed to get on everything, so it was a great day. But it's just a shame that we couldn't do the rides that we went with my brother and his other half. They hadn't been for 10-15 years, so we were trying to move the day around them. So we were like, what would you like to go on again? And the multiple rides they wanted to go on again, they couldn't because they'd closed.
The big one was down as well towards the end of the day.
We got onto that as well afterwards. So, yeah, so we did the Grand National, which was great. Then we went on to Infusion. And I think Infusion's okay.
It
is rough. My brother actually got off and thought, he said, I thought I was going to die throughout all of that because it is rattly, it is shaky. Considering it's a steel coaster, it is an SLC, Vekoma. Yeah, a suspended looping coaster, and in the industry, in the enthusiast community, we all know how we feel about those. We've only ever done one other one, which is Flamingoland.
I don't think I liked that one either.
No, that was okay. That one was okay. It was a custom layout, that one. So, yeah, we did that. We got off. We thought, meh, that's enough for that. And then we got into the Big Dipper, in which you were surprised it wasn't as rough as it usually is. Normally, you're breaking your neck on it, aren't you?
I didn't want to go on it, to be honest, but I did because you were like, no, you have to. And then when I came off, I was like, you know what, I was pleasantly surprised I didn't come off with a screeching headache that was going to ruin my day before noon. And then you filled me in with loads of inciting intel that we didn't sit on wheels.
Yeah, the wheel seats are rougher, and the further back you are, it's rougher. We were on the front row for Grand National, so that didn't feel rough at all.
Grand National felt really slow.
Yeah, because you're at the front.
But it's the first time I've ever seen the other car finish.
Oh,
because if you take it as a race, the other car finished while we were still going through the last hurdles.
True, that's a good point. Like, it was well ahead of us.
Yeah, I'd say there was three cars between us.
That's because I pull on so much weight.
We were the heavier car.
And then after that, we had a few slow rides. We've done a fair few coasters. We did Wallace and Gromit, which It's a nice little ride, Wallace and Gromit.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Everything in there was working. I didn't notice if anything was broken. So it's quite nice that that's been upkept quite well. The front of it still looks great.
I do always find with Wallace and Gromit, though, if you're going to go on it, always opt for the second slipper because you're dispatched in two slippers. And each slipper houses four people. If you go for the second slipper, you get the timings of the lights better.
Than the first one.
Yeah, so if you're...
Oh, that was a geeky thing to say, Hannah. Shut up. You're on the, on the second slipper,
no,
left-hand
seat. If you're in the first slipper, sometimes the lights come on for the scenes as you're going past them, and you find yourself looking around a bit more than if you're in the second slipper.
Good shout. But it's definitely a well-themed ride. It is good. We do love it. It does make the next two rides look even older than they actually are, as in the Ghost Train and Alice. But they're just golden charms, aren't they? They're just... Old school rides that just look, you know, that they should be there because it's a fairground. So where is it? It's just good. We did the Ghost Train first. Ghost Train's looking actually in really, really, mostly good nick. I say really good nick. The new bits that they added a couple of years ago working really well. There was a nice smoke effect that came out of the sort of like the oven thing that looked really good. But then there was other parts that. Animatronics weren't moving, the three bicycles downstairs weren't moving. So some bits are looking great, other bits are just not quite up to scratch, unfortunately. But the outside is looking far better. They added, they've changed the outside a bit. Obviously, it looked like some bits were rotting away. Since they've painted it up a little bit, it's not perfect, but it does look a lot better than it did last time we were there, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
We then went on to Alice, which is... a good old favourite, isn't it? It's been there since 1963, I think. Why is it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory music?
I don't know.
Well, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory music from the original film. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Everyone laughs about it. It kind of works, but it's wrong. But again, that's just a good old school ride, isn't it? What did we do after that?
Well, before those two.
Oh, did I miss one?
We did the big one.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought we did that afterwards.
No, because we walked down, and then me and Andy and Jade went to the bar.
Of course.
And then we went to Ghost Train.
Right, so sorry, I missed that. We went on to the big one, which, again, didn't feel as rough as it has been in previous years.
No.
I really don't think...
Really enjoyed it. I mean, it did feel quite slow, like, as we were doing the turn...
Yeah, the sort of end turn, not the end turn, but like halfway through to come back on yourself.
It did feel quite slow, but then it picked up pace.
Yeah, the last little bits seems like the roughest bits. But yeah, overall, it was actually quite an enjoyable ride. We all enjoyed it. Sometimes you get off that thinking, God, my hips are done for the day. But yeah, it actually felt quite smooth. Still rough. None of these coasters we've been on are smooth coasters by any stretch of the imagination. They're all still rough, and the likes of my brother and his missus, who have only ever done Orton Towers, they were going, blimey neck, everything seems so dangerous.
Yeah,
which is funny actually, because we only ever go to theme parks with enthusiasts. It's nice to see how, and my brother, when it comes to theme parks, he is just the general Joe public. He doesn't know what things are called. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know that.
It was interesting because we've been to Pleasure Beach sort of religiously at least once a year for the last, I'd say, 7-8 years.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about things from that perspective. And it was interesting to go around with a group of people that haven't seen Pleasure Beach in about 15 years.
Yeah.
And walking around and being like, well, that doesn't look safe.
Yeah. They generally were.
What
like,
do you mean they stopped the ride with their foot?
Yeah. What's that big lever thing for? What do you mean that's a brake?
Yeah.
So it was fun to see. And in fairness, I suppose that's the part we don't see. That's the market research that these parks do, I guess. And we're like, why is Icon only got one inversion? Well, it's because of the feedback. Apparently, that's all people wanted. I don't know. Anyway, there's only so much we're allowed to say.
So after that, we ventured to do Ice Blast.
Yeah.
And I went to the bar instead.
Yes, you're not a fan of Ice Blast.
I don't like drop towers at all anyway, but I especially can't stomach it when it's a shoot up.
See,
not a shoot down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the opposite way around. Like, drop towers terrify me because you just go up slow.
I would rather do Falcon's Fury.
What?
Than Ice Blast.
I did enjoy Falcon's Fury. a lot, but it terrified me. Whereas Ice Blast, because it shoots you up so quick, you just don't have time to be scared.
Nope.
Whereas on the other drop towers, you have time and time.
Just
and time.
Watching you on Ice Blast, I held my breath.
Well, it was fun. It's a good little shot tower, that is, for me, definitely. So, yeah, that was really enjoyable. We did Ice Blast. After that, I think we went out and got food. We went out and did Passos del Terra, but we'll talk about that in a little snippet at the end.
We did Impossible.
We went... Walk, don't run! Walk, don't run! Walk! Okay, don't... That's all I say.
And the Haunted Swing was closed?
It was closed, yeah. We haven't done that Haunted Swing in, like, forever.
It's been closed.
Because it's terrible. Because it's forever, yeah. But it all looks well and freshly painted out the front of Impossible. That's been repainted. Mm. And it's a little bit like it's the only thing that us enthusiasts have been able to talk about, along with Orton Towers getting its monorail station painted. But the front of Bowlerama, as it was called... all of the rock facade has been taken off, hasn't it? And now it's a very plain white screen. And people are going, look how crap it looks. It's just a white screen. But actually, if you take a step back and you look at not just that section, but the rest of the section as well, as in the food court area, the bit before Impossible, actually, it all fits in and ties nicer. It's still unfinished, and we saw some people putting in electrics, so I'm guessing some lights are getting added to that. It's obviously not finished yet, and people... Oh my God, I can't believe it's just a white screen. Get a grip, guys, seriously. But yeah, I can see it's not quite finished. But if you actually take a step back and you look at that whole sort of line up there now, it does look a lot more fresher, a lot more neater. Mm. They do need to sort the inside of the arcade in there, though. It does look very dated. There's a sign to a cafe, which is really just a... cemetery of broken old rides that you can just see. It's just there. That's one thing that I think are really dragging Blackpool Pleasure Beach down, in the fact that overall the park actually looks quite good. There's the new bridge that was put in a few years ago before Icon looks really nice.
I think with Blackpool Pleasure Beach, they need to learn that if you can see it from anywhere and it's not for sale, as in like a ride or an arcade game, Hide it. Like, the amount of things you go on a ride and you can see derelict bits of rides and stuff, and you're just like, oh my God, why don't you just put them in a shed?
Hide them. Put a sheet up. Put something up.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And don't get me wrong, all the ride areas are looking actually quite decent. Most of the park looks good. When they got rid of the Wild Mouse, at least they've put in some nice turf in. Everywhere looks actually okay and decent and fair play. But when it comes to the arcades, when you go into them, that Bowlerama arcade looks shocking. The other one, which is next door to, is to the left of the Dark Ride we were just talking about, Wallace and Gromit. You go in there and the amount of ceiling tiles that have fell down, that it looks absolutely diabolical. And that's what's letting them down. It's Blackpool. You're going to have arcades. I understand that hand in hand with a British beach holiday is plenty of arcade games. I understand that, even though the theme parks have plenty of arcade games.
I never understood it until this weekend.
Until our family, all they want to do is...
for 2p machines. Oh, so I'm like, God. What? It's like changing notes into 2p's.
2p's machines are the only game where you feel like you're winning when you've won them, but you also feel that you're winning where you manage to get rid of them all and you win nothing back. Like, I don't get it. It's like, oh, I'll go when I've got rid of all these. No, the whole point is to get the 2Bs. But I'm like, oh, God, keep winning. Come on, get rid. Weirdest. My mum wanted a tiny little Action Man. No idea why.
She left it in the hotel. She didn't even want it after.
But you wanted to win it on the 2P machine. But anyway, yeah, so we ran off a bit of a tangent then. But yes, it really make... The rest of the park is getting there, guys. It's looking good. Icon's looking beautiful. Anywhere else is looking at least clean and tidy. There has been some freshly painted areas. Yes, the Bowlerama thing isn't finished yet. Calm your tits, guys. But sort out the inside of the arcades. Because that's what we don't actually talk about a lot here as well, guys. Like, when it comes to us enthusiasts here on podcasts, whether it be on vlogs or just on social media, because we're into the rides... None of us really go in the arcades, I'd think. I never go in them. I don't think you guys listening do. I don't think many guys watching the other YouTubers go in. Just go in for a second, look at them. They are so bad. It's such a shame. It drags the rest of the place down.
But after that, we did River Caves.
River Caves was cool, yeah.
I think everything was working.
Yeah, all looked quite good. Yeah. Some new lighting in there as well.
Yeah, they've changed around the Faro bit a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that looks really good.
Yeah, there's a lot darker. It looks a lot better. I'm trying to think what else we've
Well, that's done. When we went to do the big one again, but it was closed. So then we went to the Nickelodeon Streak.
Yeah, Nickelodeon Streak.
Because Dora was closed.
Yeah, so we did Nick Streak. That was good. Nothing new to report there, apart from it was definitely walk-on. There was only us four and another family on there. The park was really, really dead, which is great for us. We could walk on absolutely everything. Obviously not great for the park, but we understand it's... We were there the Friday before weekend that is in between bank holidays. Like, they've just had two bank holidays. There's another one in 2 weeks' time. Mm. It's not going to be a busy one, is it? But it was good. It was great. We did that. We then went over to Avalanche as well.
Oh, yeah.
Avalanche was great, running good again, really quiet. We could get on that. I like Avalanche. It's a good bobsled coaster. I've actually only ever done one other one, which is at Europa Park, and I think that this one here in the UK and Blackpool Pleasure Beach is actually better than the one in Europa Park. Ooh. It's just more powerful, I think, more intense, definitely.
I noticed that the Laughing Man had an upgrade.
He had some Botox.
He no longer looks like a clown.
Yeah, he looks
and
different.
He wasn't working.
Yeah, he wasn't working, which is a shame, definitely. It's little things like that that just add more to it. He should be working. We were going to do a big one again, but it had actually stopped on the break run.
Yeah.
And they closed down the ride. It was stuck there for a long time. So there were people stuck on the break run for quite a while. It was only running on one train all day, only needed to. A half one train all day as well. It just didn't move for ages, which was weird. We finished the day, really, on Icon.
Nope.
And then Valhalla.
Oh, yeah. But,
those are the last two rides we had to do now, wasn't it? We did Icon. We missed out Revolution because, oh, those steps. So we decided to skip that out for the sake of a loop back and forth. Although I do enjoy it, we didn't do that. There's a few things that we didn't do that we could have done, but we were just happy to take the day at our leisure.
I think we could have done it if we'd gone together with no one else.
Yeah, but we were just letting family do what they wanted to do. Yeah, yeah, that was the difference.
You know, we very strategically go around parks.
Mm.
And there was points on our visit where I was like, well, what is the point in going all the way to that side and not doing that ride and then coming to this side and then going back?
But we'll be back again in a few months' time, I dare say. So we wanted to make sure that our family had the best time, which is why there wasn't actually much content from the day, because it was a little family holiday. But we did Icon then, and this is what's different to the last few times. We went to Blackpool Pleasure Beach 3 times last year, and then we've already been once before this year, and the only ride we did get on was Icon and the carousel. Riding Icon later in the day and riding it after you've ridden all the old, slightly rougher coasters, actually, I think, makes the ride even better.
Yeah.
One, it just all looks better. Two, it feels faster because it's had time to warm up, and it did feel quite fast. We're at the very back. That does obviously have a hand in it as well. If you're at the back, you got a faster ride. It had only been on one train all day. Again, that people are probably going, what? Oh my God, I can't believe it's only on one train. No, genuinely, it didn't need to be.
It didn't need a second train. It did really amuse me that Mikey spent ages describing the baggage hold
to my brother.
To his brother, and then it didn't work because it was only one train.
But it is. Those Europa,
he's like, watch it. It's
those
gonna
Europa
move.
Park baggage holes, they're the way forwards, guys. Other parks, be listening. But yeah, it felt so smooth, so quite fast as well, that ride has gone up in my expectations purely because we usually just go there first, we get on it first thing, and that's it. Maybe a couple of times then, we might go on again later. But because we did everything that was older, that was rougher, that were slower, that were, you know, it made that ride feel... And my brother and his missus came off going, wow. Whereas I think if we did that first, they would have gone, yeah, that's okay, but I still like blah, blah, blah at Orton Towers, or I still like this at Drayton Manor a bit, you know. But the fact that it really did heighten the ride for me, and it felt very fast for Icon. Not, you know, I really enjoyed it. And then we finished the day off on Valhalla, because you can't do that any earlier because it's soaking, and we got the wettest we have ever got on that ride.
I usually have a system where I can do multiple rides of Valhalla and come off with only damp feet. Like, I can come off... I've come off before completely dry.
Because you have the poncho and moved in such a special way.
I have a system.
Yeah.
System failed.
It did.
Dramatically.
I think those boats or something... There's something wrong with the track. There's something that was really wrong.
Being jarred into the walls.
It
Waves were coming over the side of the boat, not leaving just little bits, like massive waves, because we were being thrown from side to side.
And it's always a rough ride. Don't get me wrong. I know it's not on the track. It is just in the trough. There's got to be something not quite right in certain parts of the trough. Because we thought it was the boat originally. Mm. We did do it twice. And there's certain parts of the trough that just don't seem... It's all perfectly safe, don't get me wrong. There were some parts that just felt weird.
We've ridden Valhalla a lot. And, you know, we tried to bring it to one of the
ride-ups' attention.
And he laughed it off. Because I'm assuming probably
you get
20 times an
public.
Hour, you have people going, that's too wet!
Yeah, yeah.
But we've ridden it a lot. I've never been flung from side to side like that before.
Yes, it was aggressive in certain areas. Yeah. That I thought on the first go that one of the guide wheels just wasn't quite right because the way it was jarring and banging was insane.
But it was the same the second time we were on a different boat.
Yeah, so. But in exactly the same places. Yeah. So I really do think there are certain parts of the trough that just weren't quite right. I don't know.
But that being said, all the animatronics and the atmosphere I could see was working. Like the fire effects. There was one fire effect that wasn't working.
There was a few. I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to Valhalla.
I think I was too preoccupied with
being wet.
How wet I was.
Yeah. That we didn't get the Ring of Fire on any occasion. We also didn't have the big fire after the second drop. We only had the second bit of fire after that. We actually only had one fireball throughout the whole thing. There were most of the effects, as in animatronic wise, were looking all right. But other than that, the fire wise.
It's the first time in a while I've seen the cold room have
snow in it. Yeah. The first few times there's been no snow in there. Yeah. So don't get me wrong, it's still an absolutely magnificent ride. It really is. But when you see how good it has been, you want that bit extra fire flame. Like there's some couple bits after that second drop, you really do want to be seeing the pow, pow, pow. They're the wow bits, and we only got one. Pew. Do you know what I mean? One little one. But other than that, we went around twice.
Yeah.
Family loved it. It was great. We were very wet. Something dodgy going on. But we had a great down park, didn't we?
Yeah. I had a really good down park. I think operationally, from a ride ops and customer service perspective, I think it was a lot better than the Wild Weekend.
100%.
I was very, very disappointed with food service.
Food
this visit
was diabolical. You know what, guys? I'm going to say this, and we always like to sit. We are always ones that look for the positives in any attractions, theme parks, anything like that. When we do all our scare stuff, we always try and find the positives, and if there's negatives, critique it. But the food, go off park and go to the Velvet Coaster or go to Burger King.
I don't think I'm ever, apart from seafood, because I always buy seafood because it is really nice fresh seafood in Pleasure Beach.
Fantastic for seafood. Fantastic crepes as well and waffles.
But I don't think
sort of
I'm ever going to eat a meal.
Not a meal.
After that. You know, we got into park. It'd been a long day already. You know, and 11 o'clock is not an unreasonable time for people
to want lunch.
And, you know, especially if you've travelled with kids, 11 a.m. is the perfect time for you to be like, right, let's get parked, let's feed the kids, then we'll go around. And it just felt like it was a massive inconvenience. We walked up to the chicken place by
opposite the fountains.
Up by the fountain.
The main sort of food court for them.
And the staff member saw us and hid.
You hid away.
So then I had to go and find someone. So if you've eaten there before, you know, I'm a big avid fan of finding the bars. So it's right next to a bar and you usually have to get someone from the servery to go to the bar. I had to go to the bar to get someone to go to the servery, and it was a 12-minute wait for chicken. Okay, fine, they're not ready.
They should be ready.
They should be
not
ready, but they weren't ready. But it was the slowest process I've ever had. We couldn't have chicken on the bone because that would have been double the weight. So I had a kid's meal. I didn't want a kid's meal, but he gave me a kid's meal. You had to run for and track him down for another sort of 10 minutes after we'd ordered to try and get a beer.
Well, I was trying to find him. He kept running away.
Yeah. They it looks like they were on purpose trying to avoid any kind of customers. And then when the food came, it was inedible and we both felt a little bit ill later.
All four of us.
Mm-hmm.
All four of us felt a bit dark. And I'm not going to go out there and say we got food poisoning from...
No, it wasn't food poisoning because no one actually threw up. But
all of us...
Everyone felt really...
None of us could... We all had half a goujon or what... Sorry, strip, was it? Chicken strip.
It's basically a goujon.
Yeah. And we all went, no thank you.
It was horrible. And it was one of those things that I would complain. I'm a person, I like my food. I would complain. But there was no one there to complain to. Yeah. They'd all hid.
Yeah, it's a shame. And like I say, we always find the positives in things. We go through some attractions that we think are questionable, but there are good parts of it.
Yeah.
There was not a single good part about that food experience whatsoever. And that's just the way it is. It's a shame. The rest of it, we had a fantastic day in the park. The park was looking good. It was running well. Mm. It was very quiet, but it was nice. The atmosphere was lovely. And overall, everyone was friendly. But when it came to their foods, they've really got to up their game. And this is a trend we see on everyone else's podcasts, vlogs, enthusiasts, even just general customers. Like, my family were very unimpressed.
Yeah.
There's literally, nip out, Velvet Coaster, back you get. Let's talk about as we nipped out there. So, first of all, Blackpool Pleasure Beach, thank you for giving us mostly a great time and a great day. We really, really did enjoy it.
I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Based on the WOW weekend.
And I'm an advocate for their pricing system. I think it's great. People that moan that you have to pay to get in even if you're not on any rides, build a bridge, get over it. Seriously.
You have to do that anywhere else.
Any other theme? Like,
if you're a mother taking your child to CBeebies Land, you still have to pay £55.
Yeah, to go in, yeah. So if you don't want to go on rides, it's only going to cost you X amount of money without a wristband. That's a good thing. And people are like, no, it should be free because it's a pleasure beach. No, when it used to be free, chavs and pikers used to hang around. There used to be certain gangs around different areas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Look at the bigger picture. Don't be thick.
I'd love to see gangs in the pleasure beach now. Yo, Wallace and Gromit, this is our turn.
I just like the fact that the one time I actually put money in a machine was me and my stepdad decided to go on one of those punching things.
Oh my
god. Just after four chavs. Sorry, we'll get back onto the podcast in a second.
These
four
men
chavs
had face tattoos.
Yeah, face tattoos and hard, and they're like, yo, we're going to punch this punching bag machine. And they got like 500 or something. So me and my stepdad waited for them to wander around a corner and get their beers before we were like, let's have a go. I mean, my stepdad did nearly break his finger, but I got 759.
High score.
I did shout that a little bit and then run a bit. But yeah.
So if you ever head to the North Pier,
on the North Pier
bar,
try and beat 759 on the punching bag. Well, it was nice to know that I was the hardest guy in Blackpool that day.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. The place was full of idiots. But yeah, back to theme parks and stuff. Let's talk about the other thing that we did, which...
We went to the Velvet Coaster!
We did that.
No, I'm joking.
We mean Passage del Terra, and we have... We were going to do a full episode from there, but we actually did a few months ago when we went on the WOW weekends. So if you want to listen to that, head over to Scaretrack, which is on this feed. Just search for Passage del Terra. It's about 5 or 6 episodes ago, and you can listen to all our thoughts. It was great. It was fantastic. The scares were there. The new scenes from last year are looking fantastic. Because I have a geeky mind, I actually saw that there were some upgrades to the middle scene where it's all the memorabilia.
I noticed that as well. They've added more. They've changed the door and they've added more emphasis on characters that have films coming out this year.
Yes.
So as soon as you walked in,
you saw more characters that you would recognise.
That you would recognise from this year.
Yeah, definitely. And also, yeah,
like
before...
Like a clown or a toy.
Yeah, exactly. Look at you chuckling away at it. Is
ha
ha. Do you get all the... Yeah.
But carry on, because I want to play.
Very nice. You got something floating down there in your... drink.
Oh, it all floats down here. No, carry on.
Oh my god.
So I really liked that scene and how they've ramped it up to make it relevant to 2019.
100%, definitely. And we haven't given anything away, but I'm guessing you've got it if you're not thick. love a good pun. So, Passage del Terra, really great. The ending of that newer scene, it was just a simple door under a cage with a puppet that you would go in. That puppet was deadly silent. You didn't say anything. Good, I did there. But now it's sort of like a secret door. It's behind a case of masks, and it just works out so much better. Just little things like that. It's nice to know that Passage, 21 years, and they're still thinking those little things. And we went in with Jade, my brother's missus. My brother was too girly to go in. We're total opposites. But it was a great little experience.
It was really,
it was
really
fantastic.
Good. Really
we always advise to go there on Pleasure Beach. Like I say, we'd normally do a full-on Scaretrack episode on that, but we did do one only a couple months ago. It would be saying the same thing because it was a fantastic run. run. And you can get your tickets when you're booking your wristbands on the Blackpool Pleasure Beach website as well. Speaking of, you can go to the Blackpool Pleasure Beach to get your wristbands to go. It's open nearly every day throughout the next few months until the end of the season. This is the first year they've decided to do full-on closed days, I think. Mondays and Tuesdays throughout the quieter months, similar to the Merlin attractions, they have actually had closed days. Part of me hates it, but then the other part of me sees how busy it was and understands why.
If it's going to be a really quiet day, like it was when we were there, and if they're going to take the money they save from being closed on a Monday and a Tuesday on staff...
Because it would have been, they would make a loss those days.
If they take that money they've saved and put it into making the place look a little nicer, then I understand them closing.
It's all business. It's just the way it goes. It's just the way it is. And fair enough, it does bug me. I do kind of think, well... I think it's a bit different with Blackpool because it is a seaside attraction as such.
It's so seasonal.
And it is very seasonal.
We know it's a very big difference from
a Friday night to a Saturday night even.
Yeah.
Huge difference. So it is one of those. I do think other parks, once you're open, you should be open throughout the season because you're not really that reliant on the tourist as such. You're just reliant on your visitor. But hey-ho, that's a show for another day. So I think that brings us to the end of our trip report from Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
You're listening to the Coaster Track Podcast.
So there we go, that brings us to the end of episode 2 of the Coaster Track Podcast, a new podcast here by the Scare Track guys. It was really good, really enjoyed it. Thank you so, so much for listening, guys. Hannah, thank you so much for being on this episode.
It's all right. Thanks for having me along on Coaster Track for the first time.
Anytime. Well, you were on the last episode, but only on the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Well remembered, babe. Were you drunk?
Probably. I usually am.
Cool. So the next episode of Coaster Track will be from Orton Towers. We've also got a few guest hosts and guest interviews lined up as well from people that do parks all around the world. So it's very, very exciting. And we have got loads, loads more of content coming on our Scare Track podcast. ScareCon is a week today as of recording, 21st and 22nd of May. Tickets are now sold out, so don't even try and get them. 400 and something people, literally packed. But although we do cover the scare side of things, and there will be multiple episodes here on the podcast and on our YouTube channel, we will also have a Coaster Track episode all about our visit to Orton Towers as well. And I think we will leave it there for this episode of the Coaster Track Podcast. You can join us on our social media as ever, guys. It's the same as our main podcast, Scare Track. So just go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Just search for Scare Track. You'll be able to get the Coaster Track content on there as well. Check us out on YouTube for our mini Scare Cam and Coaster Cam vlogs coming up. Just search for Scare Track in the search bar. Go to youtube.com/ScareTrack. Other than that, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Coaster Track Podcast. And we'll see you on episode 3. See you later, guys.
Bye.